Today's story is called Why Porcupines Search for Food at Night, written by Phumeza Ngobozana. Let's listen closely now. A long time ago, all the animals lived together in harmony, regardless of kind or size. It was a safe place to live because none of the animals ate meat. They all lived off wild plants and water. Every morning, a group of animals would set off to look for food while the rest stayed behind and looked after the baby animals. In the evening, there would be a feast, accompanied by cheerful singing and dancing. It was a perfect world. Kodwa kukho into eyayingazonwabisanga izilwanyana. Kwakukho utshintsho olwalusenzeka kwincanda njengokuba ixesha lihamba.
We collect our own food and eat alone.
The porcupines said. They also started having porcupines only parties. The other animals said,
it's best to stay part of the group.
But this made the porcupines angry, and they started attacking the other animals with their sharp quills. Several animals asked the porcupines to stop their intimidating behavior. Kodwa ekugqibeleni zonke izilwanyana zagqiba ekubeni zidlalele kude kwincanda. Lion said,
it's not worth getting hurt while trying to help.
One day, Wise Tortoise, whom the animals respected because of her special powers, said,
ndicinga ukuba masibe nembizo yazo zonke izilwanyana.
Wise Tortoise was older than most of the animals, and she saw visions of the future. This was a very special gift indeed. All the animals gathered around Wise Tortoise to hear what the future held for them. All the animals except the porcupines, of course. Nobody even bothered to invite them. The porcupines had become so arrogant, and they now had an exclusive patch of land that they had called Porcupine Land.
Hey, azikho ezinye izilwanyana ezivumelekileyo Porcupine Land.
Kwaphela.
Never.
They declared. Kwimbizo, ufudo olumkileyo wathi,
well, ndibona kusiza isigulo. Esizokhokhelela kwindlala nokufa in the approaching winter month. And sizawuatheka kakhulu aba bantu badala and bagulayo. But we can prevent this by collecting a lot of food and water and stay indoors until the sickness passes.
Izilwanyana zabonakala zinxulile ile ngxelo. Wise Tortoise's predictions were never wrong. Soon, the animals started preparing. One group collected food, another group collected water, a third group dug holes to store the food and keep it fresh. Zonke izilwanyana zazisebenza nzima, zilungiselela umsindo ozayo, ngaphandle kwencanda. They carried on with their daily lives while they saw the other animals working hard. They laughed and said,
I'm so silly to work so hard for no reason.
No reason.
Gradually, the season changed. The air became cooler and the sun weaker. One day, Wise Tortoise said,
well, animals, it is time. Time to stay indoors as the sickness is now among us.
The animals wanted to be safe, so they stayed in hollows, burrows, dens, and caves. They were now officially in lockdown. However, in Porcupine World, everyone continued to move around as usual.
Hey, man!
Hey, man, what happened?
Tani bevalelekile nje wonke umuntu
uzendlela ezindlini.
Hayibo.
The porcupines asked each other as they took their offspring to play outside and went out in search of food. Kungekudala, inqanda zaqalisa ukugula. They infected each other and gradually started to die, leaving their families and young behind.
Being so mean and other to other animals.
Zacho zikhala incanda.
Kesa siyazile yonke lento yesisigulo. Ngoku we are too late to stay. It doesn't be safe. Kesa safe ngoku.
But the porcupines were too proud to seek help. Eventually, the porcupines found a cave to live in.
I think only a few of us should collect food and water each day. And when we return, we should drop off the food and isolate for the rest of the few days. In that way, we won't infect each other.
Said one of the porcupines. Zavuma zonke incanda, kancinci kancinci zayeka ukugula nokufa. In time, life steadily went back to normal for the other animals. Hope replaced the gloom. But after the tragedy, the porcupines were too ashamed to see other animals. They decided that instead of getting food during the day, like the other animals did, they would wait for everyone to fall asleep and only go out at night. They also decided to try to be more kind. And so, to this day, porcupines search for food at night, and they only use their quills to attack when they are in danger. And so, we come to the end of another Nalibali story time. Today's story was called Why Porcupines Search for Food at Night, written by Phumeza Ngobozana. This story was brought to you by the Nalibali Reading for Enjoyment campaign in association with Standard Bank and SABC Education.
Mama, ingaba sesofika?
Oh, mntanam, sisene 20 minutes or so. Yazi ntoni? Andikufundele story. Kanjani?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Just open in Nalibali app. Yeke? Nalibali wawulithanda kuleve kupheleleyo. Kwakukho usapho olwaluhlala kwilali yobukumkani bamaZulu. Every Sunday they went. Can you remember where they went as a family?
Mm-hmm. To the beach and they swam in the sea.
Mm-hmm.
Even before children can speak, stories help them understand the world around them. Telling stories from birth helps them learn about words and language. Practice this a few minutes every day with a free Nalibali story at www.nalibali.org or WhatsApp stories to 0600-442254. Nalibali. It starts with a story.